Welcome. This is Leaders with Leverage, and I'm your host, Susie Tomanchuk. I just want to welcome you here, and I thought I'd take a minute to tell you a little bit about this podcast, a little bit about me, and the mission around why it's important that leaders use leverage. I'm a former corporate executive with a Fortune 50 company, and I was a salesperson that negotiated deals with high technology with great high-up executives across the industry. I learned how to negotiate, not knowing what I was doing, but having the relationship as first in mind and getting really good at it because I knew what the end was and how to get there. But I learned a lot during that time, and I found great success. I grew a great network of amazing, amazing people that you're going to meet. But I also learned that when you walk out of that boardroom, negotiation happened to me and without me in those corporate hallways with my peers, with my boss, with people around me. And I started seeing how you could leverage negotiation strategies in everyday conversations to not just get what you want, but to have better outcomes, to be clear, and to understand the interests that you have, and so does that other person at the other side of the table, whatever that conversation might be. And then when I went home, my young girls at the time, elementary school age, they're now in their 20s, they would use those same tactics, negotiation tactics against me. I clearly taught them well. I realized that they too could use these things as strengths to think about what they wanted, be really clear. And even in Target, when we would go shopping, they would use those to get what they wanted without me even realizing it. So I see negotiation happening in our everyday, and it's so essential. And we have this relationship with the word negotiation that can sometimes be really negative. But when we look at it as an opportunity, and we consider that in every conversation, there's leverage on both sides of the table. And when we dive in and understand those, we can come to outcomes that are good for both parties. So I thought that it would be great to share my network with you, introduce you to these great executives that have amazing stories about how they use leverage as being a leader, and how they incorporated these things to build their confidence, how they overcome some of their challenges, so that it might inspire the people that are up and coming along the way. I'm super excited that you're here, and I really hope that you'll embrace this idea that leverage is around us. It's for us to seize so that we can opt in when we might not even notice the opportunity and we just automatically opt out. And we use these muscles every single day in our everyday. So when the stakes are high, we're ready, we feel confident, and we're comfortable to get to the end we want to for ourselves, for our teams, or the people we really care about. So join me. You'll get a new episode every Tuesday. They'll be dropped at 4 a.m. Eastern time. I'll make sure that I'm true to that. If you will be a faithful follower, I will make sure that I live up to that promise as well. So thank you for being here. Thanks for being a part of this community. And I want to inspire people to really advocate for themselves, use leverage in a positive way, and increase their confidence to be better at whatever they want to be in their professional lives.